This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. The Boston Calling Music Festival will be back this Memorial Day weekend after being canceled the last 2 years because of the COVID pandemic. One of the local performers who will take the stage is Boston neo-soul singer Miranda Ray. That's Kool-Aid, one of the many singles Ray released over the past year. The 27-year-old is used to performing in front of crowds, but the Boston Calling performance will be a milestone for her. She says she's finally becoming the artist she's meant to be. For our series on rising local musicians, Sound On, WBUR Arts engagement producer Arielle Gray explains why Miranda Ray is one to watch.
Miranda Ray has one of those voices that kind of just stops you in your tracks. You can tell that there's an immense power in her vocals, but she doesn't wield it all at once. Recently, she's been venturing into using her head voice, those light and floaty vocals that are really different from her usual, more powerful alto singing. This is Moonlight, a track Ray released during the pandemic. She sings almost entirely in a mixture of her head voice and falsetto, grounded by that deep bounce of the bass. Does it sound good to you, babe? Ray was born in Boston, but moved to Florida with her mom after elementary school. She's the daughter of a Haitian father and biracial mother, and she always felt like she straddled these multiple identities. Her lyrics ask some really pointed questions about identity, like the line, "Why do I have to be defined by the limits of society?" Why do I have to be defined by the limits of society? It's possible and it gives me anxiety. To fully understand where Ray is today, we have to go back to her first EP called Defying Love. Ray was only 21 when the project dropped in 2016, and she hadn't taken any vocal lessons yet. Since then, she's been training like crazy. The track, Back to Me, was the first song that she'd actually ever written. She told me it's about post-heartbreak loneliness.
Like, putting so much in somebody, and then you start losing yourself. And it's just like, how can I find a way to get back to me? How could I be? How could I be so naive? Someone like you, someone like you play me. Someone like you, someone like you play me. You broke my heart in two.
You can hear that vocal power that I was talking about really rippling beneath the surface here, but it hadn't fully emerged yet. Ray said that she was really struggling finding her power when she started her next project because she was in this toxic living situation that really made her doubt her music.
That project was kind of hard because I was in a space where I felt like I couldn't sing. And I felt like I didn't have a voice, nor did I feel like anybody wanted to hear it. So I started whispering when I would sing. Like, I would sing very, very low. And doing that for so many months, it kind of like made me afraid to sing out loud.
Ray started working with her producer, Don Beeman, for her second EP called Excuse My Baggage. They made a lot of different choices. They actually added in live instruments. And the warmth of the guitar, the bass, and the keys, they really allow Ray's voice to shine.
I hope you come.
She says that making this album really helped her work through a lot of those doubts that she had in the beginning. And it's so exciting to hear how her restrained, tenuous voice on her first project bloomed on her next one. She compares her growth to the metamorphosis of the butterfly.
I felt like I was in a cocoon for like a long time. And sometimes when I'm in my music bag, like that's when I feel free and I feel like butterflies. Like embody freedom in the sense of like they just go where they want to go, they flow.
Ray has continued that growth over the past year. My personal favorite from the singles that she's released is this one, Mama Says.
But we just met, but you got something I like, some kind of feeling that got me feeling so high. But there's something about you, woo woo, got me won't explode you, woo.
When we talked about her upcoming Boston Calling performance, we touched on that butterfly image again. She still feels like she's leaving her cocoon, but I have a feeling that once she fully emerges, her wings and her voice will take her to great heights.
Find photos and Arielle Gray's full profile of Miranda Ray along with the rest of our Sound On series at WBUR.org.
La-di-da-da, la-di-da-da.